Well, this is a scary statistic. About 1 in 7 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point in their life. And then they often face a choice. Have just the tumor removed or the whole breast? Or the most invasive option, have both breasts removed even though one is healthy. New research finds more and more women are choosing double mastectomies, even though their odds of survival aren't really any better. From Here and Now contributor WBUR in Boston, Carrie Goldberg reports.
Ellen Collins has not a single regret about the double mastectomy she had back in 2010 when she was fighting aggressive breast cancer. She says several factors played into her decision to have both breasts removed and then reconstructive surgery.
The number one was peace of mind. The second piece is body and self-image, confidence, and improved self-esteem. And the third piece is spirit, so mind, body, spirit, the faith piece, that I did everything possible to never have cancer reoccur again.
The surgeon at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston who performed the operation, Dr. Mehra Golshan, supports Ellen Collins in her individual choice. But he and other cancer specialists are also concerned about the trend she represents. According to new research in the journal Annals of Surgery that Golshan oversaw, the number of women who have cancer in just one breast but choose to have both breasts surgically removed tripled between 2002 and 2012. And that was before actress Angelina Jolie's highly publicized surgery boosted the numbers even more. The study looked at nearly 500,000 women diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer and found that 12% chose to have a healthy breast removed. Most made that choice even though it did not improve their odds of surviving. Mehra Golshan.
The number one concern for my patients is them living and their survival. And if I can't say that removing the opposite breast is going to achieve that, well, is that something that a woman should go through? And, you know, it's a very difficult and a very personal decision, but our research basically showing that, if anything, it's increasing and not slowing down.
Having the healthy breast removed is believed to improve survival for women who have a BRCA mutation that dramatically raises the risk of breast and ovarian cancer. But most of the women who have double mastectomies do not have one of those mutations. Women are particularly likely to choose to have a healthy breast removed if they're young or white. A double mastectomy with reconstruction involves a long recovery and carries risks that include recurrent infections, chronic pain, and the need for more surgery. So why would more and more women be choosing it? Dr. Golshan's study offers a major clue. Far more women who have mastectomies are also undergoing breast reconstruction. The rate rose from 35% in 2002 to 55% in 2012. And reconstruction itself has been improving significantly. And then there's the desire to pull out all the stops.
You want to feel like you've done everything possible to take care of the breast cancer.
Shoshana Rosenberg is a researcher at the Center for Women's Cancers at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Sometimes that means being the most aggressive you can be, even though maybe that doesn't necessarily improve your outcome.
And it just seems to make sense. If your diagnosis shows you're prone to breast cancer, removing a breast should lower risk. But Dr. Golshan explains that the risk of cancer in the opposite breast is extremely low, and if cancer does develop there, it will likely be caught early. The greatest danger is cancer coming back elsewhere, in a woman's lungs or bones or brain. Another factor that may help explain the rise in double mastectomies, American health insurance generally covers them, including the reconstruction, even though the costs may amount to tens of thousands of dollars more than less involved options. David Ropeek, a Harvard instructor and expert on risk communication, says if cancer specialists want to see fewer women choosing double mastectomies, they might consider a doctor-patient conversation that sounds something like this.
You face two potential harms. One is to leave your other breast alone because there's no clinical reason to remove it, but deal with fear, which causes stress, which has health effects, which you can deal with.
Or you could have your other breast removed and face the possible complications of surgery, knowing that it's not clinically called for, but it could reduce stress. Cancer specialists are not calling for the option of double mastectomies with reconstruction to be taken away from breast cancer patients. But they say more research is needed to improve breast cancer surgery decision-making. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.